Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of August. We're about to say goodbye to summer months and look ahead to fall, and things just get better and better.
You don't sound like Bill Olson.
Sound a little froggy. Actually, it's sinus time, allergies.
Oh, isn't it? Yes, isn't it? Yes.
But I can still taste, so I know it's allergy.
That's good.
Okay.
All right.
I can smell and taste.
Okay.
But it is what it is. Anyway, heading into hunting seasons, and we're going to be talking a lot about it in today's show.
Oh, yeah.
Great time to gear up and do some of that night hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing in our friend Clifford Cheadle with Third Coast Thermal to talk about all things new. Some of the things that we have mentioned in some of their spots, he's going to explain about the advancements in imagery equipment.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, good.
But also then applying that to the optics that are available for your rifle, your firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good information. We've got some news from Parks and Wildlife, as well as some national news of interest.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a long-range shooter, not a hunter, but a long-range shooter, got a new world record to tell you about.
Oh!
Yeah. By a lady.
Ah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Out at the Whittington Center in Raton, New Mexico.
And something we didn't discuss, because I didn't know, because I was searching it during the Olympics.
Okay.
That our good friend Kim Rohde did not qualify for the Olympic team.
Yeah. Oh, I've started to ask you that several times.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was trying to find her. Where's Kim? Where's Kim?
Right.
I mean, she was. I say backup, whatever.
A runner-up?
I mean, she was there.
An alternate.
There you go. As alternate. Yeah. I went, huh? You know, I mean, the most winning ever. So, shows you sometimes people hiccup.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I saw the same thing and had similar thoughts. But time marches on.
Yes, it do.
Know?
Yeah.
So, plus, time on the show marches on. We need to take a break, and we'll be back shortly. Do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
So how was San Antonio, man?
I tell you what, shows were great. Crowd, because of the announcement of, you know, the resurgence of COVID and
right,
all that.
Right.
You know, the overall attendance was down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Enthusiasm was off the charts.
Well, that's good. Okay.
We're
talking Hunter's Extravaganza, folks, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly. And including the show down in McAllen, the Texas Hunter and Sportsman's mm-hmm. Expo.
Which you said was great.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the Hunter Extravaganzas were great. And it started with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big a crowd as normal, but, man, people were ready to spend money.
Right.
Exhibitors
right.
were really pleased. Then we went to Fort Worth. Solid show. And then we finished up strong in San Antonio. And it's so much fun to get back. You know how much I love and enjoy.
Oh, sure. We also
shows.
Said interesting how they tweaked each show kind of based on the area. Like the Fort Worth show had more guides from Oklahoma coming and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, in the Midwest. Right, yeah. You know, right. pheasant hunting, things of that nature.
Right, right.
And, of course, then we finished in San Antonio. You know, number of people go, where's your little buddy? And I go, he doesn't do shows. No, but he talks about it. No, he doesn't
it's,
do shows.
It's my short legs. I'm just, no. I'm sorry about that. No. Also, speaking of that, though,
yeah.
most people maybe know it now. It sort of saddened me. And you had questions about their picking the timing anyway. But the NRA says, due to the concern over the safety of the NRA family and community, they informed us that they have decided to cancel the 2021 annual meeting and exhibits here in Houston, and that's going to be about a $40 million hickey to tourism, too. I mean, that's the sad part of that.
I think
like you said, the timing was kind of strange, too, though.
Terrible timing.
Yeah.
As a reschedule.
Uh-huh.
Being Labor Day weekend.
Right.
And opening weekend of dove season
right.
in Texas.
Yeah.
And my concern was, is if the convention had gone ahead,
mm-hmm.
attendance would have been down.
Yeah.
Mainstream media would have spun it
yeah.
Of saying, oh, NRA in serious trouble, attendance uh-huh. way off, because yeah. the last time they came to Houston,
set
2013,
yeah.
set a record.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, yeah, better to regroup and do it right. Speaking of doing it right,
ah.
this is pretty cool. Now, I'm not a big advocate. I am not an advocate of long-range hunting, okay?
Okay.
But Carrie O'Day, our shooting editor with Texas Outdoors Journal
right.
and owner of MG Arms, has actually done some good stories, and we're seeing more and more stories, similar stories in other publications
uh-huh.
about the difference between long-range shooting
right.
and long-range hunting.
Right.
You know, okay.
And there is a difference.
And there is a difference. But Officer Lindsey Paul of McKinney, Texas,
uh-huh.
showed what steady determination really looks like. She broke the cold boar world record while shooting at an extreme long-range competition at NRA's Whittington Center in Raton, New Mexico. Beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. She set a new cold boar record by having three impacts on the first target of the day at a distance of 2,464 yards.
Uh-huh.
That's 1.4 miles.
Wow.
Okay. She said, I actually had a furthest impact in competition at 3,155 yards, 1.79 miles. Officer Paul explained that she shot a 375 Kytec.
Mm-hmm. Or Chi-Tech. I can't remember. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
I was wondering what it was, 375. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Built by Alamo Precision Rifles in North Richland Hills, Texas.
Hmm.
So congratulations there. And
my goodness.
Tell you what, don't mess with women shooters.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's reaching out there.
That really is. That
you
really
know,
is.
But I've always, I mean, it's just the way I was raised, to try to get up close and as personal as you can with the animal that you're after, you know.
Yeah.
I've never had the urge to, like, how far can I kill something that...
You know, I understand going and taking the shooting courses
mm-hmm.
and seeing what you and your firearm
it's fun,
can
sure,
do.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, if you're reaching out at 700, 800, 900, even, you know, the 1,000 yards
mm-hmm.
plus, will give you confidence.
Right.
If you do have to reach out beyond normal
sure.
hunting ranges, you
sure.
know.
Well, my longest shot ever, and it was at the SHOT Show. We have the day at the range.
Mm-hmm.
So invited press before the SHOT Show starts, and it was a custom rifle. So, I mean, I can't even tell you what it was. I mean, I can tell you it was a Lapua, but, you know, bolt action, single shot, all set up for this kind of stuff. And the guy said, you know, sighted in and da-da-da-da-da-da, and windage is okay, and there it is out there. And it was a steel silhouette target at 1,000 meters.
Okay.
And I asked the guy, I said, may I dry fire it once, though, to feel the trigger? And he said, sure. I said, okay, did that, fine, loaded it up, shot, hit the target, and he said, you want to do it again? I went, no. No, that's okay. I did it. I did it first time, you know, and I'm really happy.
Right.
Can I keep the brass? And he said, yeah, you can. Okay, I've got that. But, I mean, that felt neat. And so I can understand people getting into that as far as target shooting in those distances. I love the ones when they do it with, like, the 45-70s and stuff and some of the long-range cowboy events. Now, that's impressive because of that rainbow trajectory on those things. That takes some, you know, dialing in.
It makes you appreciate the shooters of days gone by.
Yes, yes.
You know, Kentucky windage,
yeah,
and
well,
all.
People say,
all
well, they didn't really do that. Yeah,
yeah,
they really did.
Yes, they did. They really did. They really did. Let's switch from shooting to fishing.
Sure.
And those of you that are looking to harvest a trophy alligator gar out of the Trinity River, you know, you're going to be able to put in for a draw for, I think it's 150 permits.
Yeah, I was reading
about
that.
Fish over 48 inches, yeah.
Right.
And that'll be September 1st through the 30th.
The gar be back.
Yeah. That's become extremely popular. Mm-hmm. And now that's designated as a trophy fishery.
Right.
Down on the Rio Grande River, didn't realize that gar was so good to eat. So revered by so many people. So that's pretty cool.
I got a quickie here because I know we're getting short on this segment, but yeah. It's very impressive. Federal duck stamps, those revenue stamps, that money, 98% of the purchase price goes directly to acquire and protect wetland habitat. Easements through the National Wildlife Refuge System since 1934. This is impressive. More than 5.5 million acres of waterfowl habitat have been acquired for the National Wildlife Refuge System through the duck stamp sales. I mean, that's conservation for you right there. That's just amazing. Plus, it benefits everybody else. Wetland ecosystems benefit. All species and people naturally benefit from it. It recharges groundwater, acts as a carbon sink. Thank you. Decreases soil erosion and prevents flooding. That's good work. 5.5 million acres, man.
Outstanding. All right, let's move from waterfowl to coastal activity. We're winding down the CCA Star Tournament. And, Harold, do you have your notes
I'm sorry.
Ready?
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
there you
right,
go.
Right. Well,
come on now.
It's next week. It ends, right?
Yeah, on Labor Day Monday at 5,
okay,
5 o'clock.
For the Ford Mercury Motor, Coastline, the trailer, the Haney boats, all that kind of stuff, we have had seven tagged redfish caught. Three winners. Two are still pending polygraph, they say, and two are ineligible on that. But I show four winners up here, so I'm confused with the way they printed this thing out.
All right. In the blue tag, maybe it's I don't know what it is. Two confirmed winners.
Yeah,
they just hadn't updated it. That's
right.
What it's got to be.
All right,
let's move to the blue tag division.
Yeah, 14 caught, three winners, four runners up, seven ineligible. That's that group therapy session we warned you about, friends.
Yeah, and in the green tag division.
Yep, boat, motor, trailer. 13 caught, three winners, four runners up, and six ineligible.
I hope this segment does not end up this way for this year.
Oh,
but in the Star
Youth
Scholarship division.
Right.
One?
One. One tag redfish caught for a $30,000 scholarship, Andrew McRae. And what have we got, like eight? No, 10, isn't it?
10 spots available.
Yeah,
right.
10 spots available. And there's only one this whole time. It's amazing.
It really is. All right. To the offshore division, which is by weight, the old-fashioned way. Kingfish?
Uh-huh. Kingfish. 57-pound, 12-ouncer from Bill Massey. Dorado, 41-pound, 3-ounce, Chase Carlisle. The Ling, 86 pounds even, right? Christopher Nelson. And then the Red Snapper, 21 pounds, 6 ounces, Mark Hudson.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report. Yep, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. Greener fuel, right here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We are back, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. They also happen to be our guest this week.
I see you.
But launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays and the adventures that make lasting memories. Folks, we're going to save some time here because we're going to let Clifford tell more.
Right.
But, you know, depending upon your budget, depending upon your level of experience, you know, where you are in your shooting experience, give them a call and talk to them. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, you know, and then give them a call at 832-827-4574. They're going to help you spend your money wisely.
Yes.
And they're probably going to help you save some money, you know. And they're just your shooting consultant,
if you will. Okay? And free shipping, right?
Yeah, free shipping anywhere in the U.S.
I like it.
All right. What do we got on our best bets?
Let's do it. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good days. Monday and Tuesday slip to fair. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are a trio of good days. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday and Monday, a major time shift occurs, with game becoming active from well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, look for this major feeding period of the day to begin either side of sunrise and continue until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be active from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, August the 30th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, Saturday's a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Friday's a string of days with a single-tide schedule of one high and one low. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double-tide schedule of two highs and two lows.
All right, staying on the coast, upper coast activity is continuing to be good, and actually conditions are improving as freshwater continues to vacate our bays from Calcasieu throughout the upper Texas coast. Actually starting to start seeing redfish activity increase.
Ooh.
Bird activity, okay. You know, because of shrimp making a move, and we get some cold fronts start moving through, and even if it's not that cold, the wind will blow water out of the marsh. Something else to monitor: we're heading into that peak of tropical storm weather, tropical weather.
Mm-hmm.
The Gulf of Mexico is nothing but a big basin, just a big bowl, okay? And when it comes in and it gets churned up, it may be hundreds of miles away, but you still have tidal variances that will impact your fishing. But on good days, head to the surf. Good days, head to the reefs and wrecks in state waters for red snapper. In the middle and lower coast, fish your drains. Fish those tides. It's really, really critical. Look for feeding activity. Play that with your tides as well as the feeding activity that you can find in Texas Outdoors Journal. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's take a peek. Let's go to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish are good in water depth 16 to 20 feet using chicken liver, shrimp, and prepared baits. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on long Carolina rig plastic worms, diving crankbaits, and football jigs working near roadbeds, timber, and brush piles. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles, bridges, and the timber. Lay of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on blue or black Texas rig plastic worms, diving crankbaits, football jigs, and pearl swim baits. Nackanich. Largemouth bass are good, moving out from standing and fallen timber with worms and jigs, and vegetation with topwater jigs or worms. Athens. Largemouth bass are good on jigs, crankbaits, Carolina rig, plastic worms, working the docks, humps, and roadbeds with some topwater action early and late in the day. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, football jigs, green or black drop shots along rock ledges, near vegetation lines, and along rocky shorelines. Crappie are good on minnows around brush piles and timber. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on drop shots, shaky head jigs, Texas rig plastic worms, and shad-like crankbaits. Yes, crankbaits. Fishing near points, docks, and rocky shorelines. Catfish are good on cut bait, punch bait, and chicken liver. Stillhouse. Black bass are good on drop shots, shad-like crankbaits, and spinners, working vegetation, grass lines, and hydrilla beds early in the day. Then fish deeper water and timber with football jigs, diving crankbaits, and Texas rig plastic worms. Smallmouth bass are good with plastic grubs, small spoons, and rooster tails near rocky shorelines, rock ledges, and drop-offs. Texoma. Striped bass are good on live bait along the river channel with some topwater action at sunrise. Whitney. Black bass are good on blue or black Carolina rig plastic worms, diving crankbaits, bladed spinners, and shaky head jigs near brush, timber, and rock ledges in 12 to 22 feet of water. Stripers are good with live bait along the main lake river channel edges.
All right, let's head to South Texas, South Three Rivers Way, Chort Canyon Reservoir. Crappie are excellent on brush pile and around brush piles in water 20 feet deep with jigs and minnows. Fish the trees in 20 to 30 feet of water using minnows or white jigs. Falcon Reservoir for our friends down the valley. Black bass are good in the shallows on square bills early morning, then move to water 19 to 20 feet deep as the day heats up. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good with perch like crankbaits, brown or green Texas rig plastic worms, chartreuse bladed spinners, and shaky head jigs near timber, rocky shorelines, and docks. OH ivy, bass, and white bass are great using half inch pumpkin seed jigs and those 10-inch Berkeley power worms. How about the Hill Country?
Okay, Big Lake Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good with blue, black, or purple Texas rig plastic worms, gray flukes, white swim baits, perch-like crankbaits, and white-bladed spinners. Topwater plugs and plastic frogs are effective early in the morning. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel edge with live bait. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines. Travis. Largemouth bass are good with red, purple, or black Carolina rig plastic worms, football jigs, shad-like crankbaits, and bladed spinners around docks, points, rock ledges, and the brush piles.
All right. Did we mention in the news that hunting license expire on Tuesday?
Nope.
We didn't. And they're on sale now.
Yes, they are.
So
I'm waiting for mine to come in the mail.
Yeah.
I did mine online.
Good luck.
Hey, we'll see. Good luck. Worked last year.
Yeah, okay. All right. Through the 31st of this month, we've got the 2020-2021 season in the South Zone for javelina, and then the year-round open squirrel season. On September 1, those same seasons start again, September 1 through August 31, 2022. Dove season starts September 1, runs through the 12th in the North Zone, Central Zone, September 1 through October 31, and then the special white-winged dove season in the South Zone, September 3 through 5, and 10 through 12. All right, you've been on or off the road this week?
Actually, any way I wanted to. I'm in the shade here for some crazy reason. I'm going to have to put some light on my info here, if you will bear with me a moment. There we go. Okay, this is cool. The 2021 BMW X5 xDrive 45e. And it's an SUV, but their marketing people call it the SAV, the Sports Activity Vehicle. Okay. It's got cool stuff, you know, heads-up display and four-zone climate control, the Wi-Fi hotspot, which has come in really handy now, active blind spot detection, front cooling warming with mitigation for nasty weather, lane departure warning, rear view camera. M-Sport brakes, 8-speed sport automatic transmission, roof rails, high-gloss thing. I mean, it's a great-looking vehicle. Handles fabulous. Front and rear heated seats, multi-contour seats, really comfortable. A lot of extra goodies on it. The engine is their 3-liter six-cylinder. putting out 282 horsepower. And range is 400 miles on this thing because I know you're going to like this, Bill. It's also a plug-in hybrid. Mm-hmm. So the combination of the two engines, you get 389 combined horsepower and a range of 400 miles, but you can go 30 miles just on the battery or off-road. Because you can do that. Because X-Drive is a fabulous situation with all kind of switches.
Yeah, let's go off-road and see if we can find a plug.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, with that X-Drive, it's like I say, it's all-wheel drive, so it's a very capable in all kind of settings for, like, you know, rock and mud and less haul. And of course, when you stomp it, though, that electric motor kicks in along with that V6. This thing really is a screamer. Heck of a vehicle. Fuel economy with electric gasoline combined is averaging about 50. And, of course, this one, the one I had, was so loaded. Starts at 65, but they loaded mine up to 81. But again, you know, the ultimate driving machine, as they say. Check this thing out, the 2021 BMW X5 X-Drive 45E.
All right, we're going to take a break. Get ready for some night hunting, night vision, thermal, the Third Coast Thermal. Clifford Cheadle, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back for Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. At all these shows that I've attended, it's been great hanging out with the Fortified Cottonseed team.
Yeah.
I mean, learn something all the time. In Houston, right off the bat, high school buddy of mine, Ted Miller, got a ranch, and he's been feeding protein. And talking to John Sewell, mm-hmm. John tells him that he's dropped his feed cost by 3-1 by feeding cottonseed.
See, that's really good to know.
Ted's ears yeah. went up big yeah, time, going, really?
Yeah.
You know, you ought to lead with that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, in Fort Worth, visiting more about, you know, Fortified Cottonseed and the benefit. The freeze back in February, a lot of the ranchers that were feeding fortified cottonseed, whether, you know, I mean, the native whitetail have an undercoat, so they were fine. But the axis deer that don't have that undercoat,
right,
feed them much like we've talked about with cattle, you know, make sure they're well watered. And they did not have the loss that those that did not.
Right.
So there's a lot of benefits. We're heading into the rut. We're getting ready for that coming up. And so make sure it's just out there, just free choice. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I am so excited that we're at this point in time. We're about to say goodbye to summer. September 1, which occurs on Wednesday, starts hunting season.
Yes.
You know you're going to be going to your leash. You know you're going to be hunting dove.
Right.
What are you going to do at night?
Watch TV?
No. Okay. There's more fun out there than what's on TV. And to tell us about it, it's our buddy Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal. Clifford, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good. All right. We're getting ready for hunting seasons. And, you know, over these past few weeks and months, you give me periodic updates on inventory that's coming in and new things. One thing that really caught my attention, because I asked you, I said, are you seeing more in the way of changes on optics for firearms? Or is it more imagery, you know, using the spot? And you said imagery. Why don't you give us an update on what's available out there?
Well, we've got a couple of new product lines we're pushing. The Night Ride is a thermal that you mount on the, with a magnet. You mount it on the hood of your car, the roof of your truck, whatever. Your buggy, you can put a metal plate on the fiberglass roof of your buggy. And you could spin that thing 360. And the advantage of it is for us in the South, when it's so hot and humid, it's not trying to look through glass, so you don't have to roll the window down. You don't have to let your air conditioning out. And for everybody in the wintertime, you don't have to let the heat out. You know, everybody's in the cab. Anybody can put it on their phone. Anybody can open source and link it to their phone. And it's awesome. And you can check out the fields. You see some movement out there. You can slow down, stop, check them out. So it's really good, really helpful. It's got a law enforcement use to it, obviously, because you can observe without being observed. And it's a pretty cool product, and we're real happy to have those in, and we've got some, they're just great. Also, on a side note, we did pick up a grade of tripod that's meant for big game hunting, whether you're a Rocky Mountain elk kind of guy or a safari club kind of guy or girl. That's where I get myself in trouble. I should say girl or gal or lady. I don't know. Anyway, had a gentleman that went, Dave Montana with Hunter Rifle Works. He went on he must have been like 10 days. I think he covered 51 miles and 100 streams getting to this sheep that he got. Huge sheep that took three of them to pack it all out. You know how they do in Alaska. You have to take everything out with you. But this is a lightweight, very high quality tripod. So it's safari grade, no question about it. It's not something that we've got a line of tripods and tripod heads for our Texas hunters that are just rough as all get out on equipment. And we've got that kind of stuff. We carry the Kopjager line and all of that. We've got in our hot little hands, we have got a lot of Pulsar thermal scopes. We've got a lot of reticles. We've got a lot of items without reticles. We've got some laser range finders that are thermal, and we're sitting pretty high right now on inventory for the start of the fall season.
Okay.
Probably one of our best values that we've got going on in the thermal right now is we've got the new Zeiss thermal. And we've been really pleasantly surprised with it. This was Zeiss's first venture into thermal. And we were very proud that they had sought us out and we had given them some information on what to build for the market.
Right.
And how to price it. So we've got some stuff. It's very bang for the buck. What kind of value you get for your money. This Zeiss thermal scope binocular that has built-in recording, rechargeable batteries, and it's really, really good.
All right.
It's surprising how good it is, and it's only like $3,000.
All right. So, well, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so let's hold this discussion at this point. And, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be right back with more information from Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you've become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Catch, clip, release. You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line and you can reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Chilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shoal Water Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas.
We continue our conversation with Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal. Clifford, I want to go back because I'm so impressed with this imagery equipment, and I know I'm harping on it, but Harold, it's safety, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not only being able to visualize and see potential game, but if you're a South Texas rancher,
yeah,
may see somebody moving across your ranch, okay?
There you go.
Hey, in other parts of the Lone Star State or beyond, mm-hmm. it may be someone trying to come in and take what's yours.
Right.
The poachers,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
cool.
Clifford, on that, does that have record capabilities on it?
The way the data comes out through the Wi-Fi, you can have it. You can record it on your phone. You could record it on your tablet. Record it on anything.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
Clifford, Harold, real quick. Can you explain the difference? Or we get confused sometimes, though. Night vision, thermal imaging.
Okay. So there's. It has to do with the wavelengths. And I'll take. I could talk about this for an hour.
I don't have that much time. Yeah, right.
But the night vision starts out. Let's just say that means seeing after dark. Okay. Uh-huh. So it starts out with digital. It get which is like a camera, like our Psionics cameras. Great performance for very little money. Then you go into the more military style night vision, which is like your PVS. Sevens, PVS 14s, PVS 31s, those kinds of things. Then you get up into the thermal, and there's mid-range thermal, like the eye in the sky type stuff, uh-huh. Westcams and stuff like that, which is outside the purview of most of us. And then you get into the long wave thermal, which is what most of your handhelds and most of the when you and I see a thermal weapon sight, it's long wave.
Okay.
Okay. And what that does is it just takes the heat, the nanometer is like, I don't know, 8,000, something like that, 4,000, 8,000, in all these different ranges of nanometers. And the mid-range is 4,000, and the long-wave type stuff is on the 9,000-ish range. And we actually have a beacon that you can spot from a police helicopter. And my thermals that I sell to the public, you cannot spot that beacon, and nobody else can spot that beacon with their iPhone or any kind of fancy camera. So it's a cool beacon for specialized use. If you're tracking those guys that are across your South Texas ranch and you want the eye in the sky to know you're the good guy, you can wear one of these beacons.
Yeah, real quick, for the hunters, what distances are we looking at that I would be able to, you know, hunt something with these pieces of optics?
Okay, distance is money.
Yeah.
So there's two distances. There's the detection, which is if you hold your arms out far apart, that's your detection range. And then if you hold your hands shoulder width apart, that's identification range.
Uh-huh.
So the more money you spend, the longer your identification range becomes.
How about matching up different types of equipment with different calibers, abilities? I know that we did that with the Henry, you know, earlier in the spring.
Right, right. And that's when we would recommend somebody just give us a phone call. We answer our phone till 9:30 at night, sometimes 10 o'clock. Have them call 713-858-4826, and you'll get me. And if you've got a question, I'll answer it. And if I don't know the answer to the question, I'll find out about it and get back with you.
Well, and some of the
questions. We'll give you an education if you'll call us.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I continue to learn every time we talk. And again, going back to me raising the question, are you seeing more improvement in vision, you know, imagery or rifle scopes?
Yes.
You know, but still, from a costing standpoint, I've got to believe that some of the cost and the next generation for rifle scopes, some of that product is coming down, isn't it? I mean, price-wise?
It has. We've seen the price over the last 7 years. We've seen the prices drop,
right?
Starting in about 2015. And then now we're starting just to see the prices have more or less plateaued or bottomed out, however you want to say it. But what you get for your money is starting to get better and better.
Next generation of product then, right?
Right, right. Like our excellent Pulsar Thermion 2s.
Uh-huh.
They have done some software changes. They've done some, it's the temperature ratings are more sensitive, and it's just really great value. Like, we've got some starter scopes, and in the 30 millimeter focal length from Pulsar that are great starter scopes, and somebody want a budget but doesn't want to be handicapped by a cheap scope, they really perform very well. And there's nothing in there you don't need.
How long is the value retained in some of the product? And where I'm going with this, let's say somebody buys.
We're talking about technology, so
right,
anything
right.
That's older than last Tuesday, you're going to have a problem with that.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, kind of going back to Harold's question, you can get a scope that you can engage out to 300 yards pretty inexpensively.
Ah.
Beyond that, you need to be spending a little money.
Yeah.
But honestly, at night, until you're a seasoned pro, like you've got 5 or 6 hunts under your belt, whatever seasoned pro means to you, the most expensive animal you can shoot, is probably a nice big hog that once you shoot it, you've knocked it down, and you walk up on it, and it turns out to be a longhorn calf.
Ooh.
You know, all that cheap stuff just went right out the window. And you can negotiate the price of a live calf, not so much with one you've already harvested.
Oh,
so
boy.
Don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
That's a great point.
That
rancher gets real proud.
Bill, I always tell people two things. I said, you know, the old adage, buy once, cry once, very much in play in thermal, no matter what brand you're getting.
Right.
The only way you're going to save money in thermal is to start out where you're going to end up.
Okay.
So if you think about that a while, and that's why we don't mind talking to people. And you call me up. Just, here's what I'm doing. Here's where I'm going to hunt. Here's my guns. Here's my options. Here's what I'm thinking. And yes, it's going to sound like I'm trying to upsell you, but no, I'm really not. I'm trying to save you money in the long term. The fastest way for me to help somebody would just be to sell them whatever they say they want, and then knowing they'll call back to buy what they really need later once they figure it out. I try to save them that expense up front. So if you tell me X, Y, and Z, and it turns out you need product number 7, then that's what I'm going to tell you you need. Now, I'll also offer to sell you anything you want. That's the nature of the game, right? But don't waste your money. Don't waste your money. Money's too precious, and time is too short.
Tell you what, you know, in the time that we've been working with Clifford, learned a lot, and there's a lot more. And we're at the time of the year where they're ramping up, and come the start of 2022, there's going to be new technology coming out.
Right.
I like your idea and the service-oriented nature of your business, Clifford, where people can call in and say, hey, this is what caught my attention for me. It's that imagery, you know, to be able to see and observe. And then what can I match up, you know, to put on my firearm as the best combination? Their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. And phone number, again, 713-858-4826. One more time, 713-858-4826. Clifford, we appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News. Folks, give them a call. Wealth of information, and they're going to help you with your nighttime hunting investment. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Bill and Harold. And I'm going to go get me some of that fortified cottonseed feed for my cattle.
It's great stuff. It's great stuff. Thank you, Clifford. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, we warned you a little bit earlier, too. Through Labor Day Monday, September 6th, that is the CCA Star Tournament. It's not too late to sign up and get out there on the water, friends. CCATexas.org. September the 9th, Rice Belt Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in El Campo. Go to ducks.org for info. Also the 9th, the Lake Louisville Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Flower Mound. Again, ducks.org. Also September 9th. Boy, those ducks are busy. Midland Chapter, their fundraiser in Midland. Again, ducks.org. And then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plotzbach forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre. And that's a lot of deer chow. Plotzbach forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotzbach.com. Pure, premium, proven Plotzbach.
Plotzbach is available at Tractor Supply.
Remember Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, friends. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. And these products charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun. And they hold a charge for an amazing 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com. And at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com.
All right, I want to thank our guest today, Clifford Cheadle, Third Coast Thermal. But, Harold, every time I talk to Clifford, it creates a problem.
So you got to buy something
else?
I
got more questions.
Amazing how that technology has just taken a giant leap forward in recent years, too.
It really has. And, I mean, much of what we talked about today, I just want to expand on it because, again, mm-hmm. I only have so much money to invest.
Right.
You know, and I want to make wise decisions on both the imagery and what I'm going to put on a firearm.
Well, you know? What he said, too, that makes an awful lot of sense is contact him and go, okay, I have got a Winchester Model 70-30-06 is my favorite.
Right.
Or in your case, like your Henry lever action.
44 mag. Yeah.
44 mag.
Right.
And you got a small, very lightweight scope on it. Which is very cool.
Absolutely. Their website. ThirdCoastThermal.com or give them a call at 713-858-4826.
Outstanding. Friends, do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can also replay the shows there. Just go listen to our show, and they're all archived. Or go to Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, YouTube, Facebook. Go to Facebook and like us. That builds the audience. Be safe out there, and join us next week for Texas Outdoor News.